actual turnover to the new council hadn't really happened yet. So the first meeting in November, which was after the election but before the council members were seated, was with outgoing, I think he's outgoing, but he was still mayor, John Laird, who had announced a new policy, or a policy that was a change from the prior policy. I don't know if this was the first council he did it at, which unconstitutionally limited the content of what people could say at oral communications. And what happened was there were so many homeless people coming to speak. We were so successful in getting people to come and demand changes in the law. There was a lot much larger counterculture community, of course, at that time, and there was much more activism. Jane Immler was running a campaign specifically concerned with homeless abuses, and that was one of the reasons I came to Santa Cruz from San Francisco, where I was staying in the spring of 1988, although I'd been to Santa Cruz a lot and on and off throughout the 80s, and then lived here in the 70s. But there was extensive homeless participation during oral communication, and this pissed off the mayor, who felt other people were being excluded. What we wanted them to do was put the sleeping ban on the agenda and discuss it in a meaningful way, and of course, Laird and the city council didn't want to do that, as just as today they don't want to do that. And instituted this rule that said homeless people could speak for only 20 minutes. Well, that the subject of homelessness could only be discussed for 20 minutes, which is not the way other topics were treated at Santa Cruz City Council meetings at that time. At that time, oral communication, it either went on indefinitely or for 45 minutes. It was a long amount of time, or it was a different kind of oral communications period than the one we have now, which is much more token. Then, of course, much more people were much more active, at least on the homeless issue, in this particular period of time. And that's, you're going to hear him announcing that you're only going to be allowed to be here for 20 minutes. And he had to abandon that policy because we had attorneys working with us. And it became clear this was a violation of the state law, which said you can't restrict the amount of time people are talking on a particular subject. You can restrict the total amount of time. You can restrict the amount of time per speaker. You can stop people from speaking or speaking off topic if there's a particular agenda item with a topic, but you can't tell them on the open oral communications period, you can only talk, we're only going to allow a 20-minute period on a particular subject, because that involves the discretion of the chair as to what they're talking about, and it can result in the muzzling of people. The three council meetings are not, I don't know if they're clearly separated, so you're going to hear essentially a whole bunch of voices, one after another, from the homeless community, going on for about an hour, a little bit more. This included Mike Rotkin, who he either spoke from the podium, from his seat. He was on the city council at that time. He's been on the city council. He was on the city council for four decades, starting in 1979 with different breaks, and until very recently he was on the city council until the last election. He, of course, denounced the whole idea of changing the sleeping ban, but attempted to burnish his so-called socialist credentials. There was Mad John Telfair, who was anything but mad, but who was very much an advocate for the people who have to suffer that label. There were numerous people whose names I don't recall. They may give them at the oral communication, but they were out there on the streets organizing with us. We tried to do 4 or 5 hours a day of what we called the homeless table. Police would frequently ticket people at the table for harassment activities, dropping a cigarette butt on the ground. They claimed that I was illegally selling a newspaper, which was my street shit sheet, which again, I remind you, if you want to get more detailed and colorful stories about this period, you can find online at the Huff Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom website. And you just scroll down the page until you see Street Shit Sheet and click on the archives. And you'll be able to find all kinds of sort of, to me, fascinating stuff. But then again, I was there and I wrote it, so I guess it should be, It is, for me, fascinating. So Rocky Stone, who camped out in a protest outside the River Street shelter with a camp of about maybe a somewhat larger group of people, including activist Linda the Lark Edwards. So they were a couple for a while. And the encampment was eventually destroyed by the police on the complaint of Paul Brindell, who was a social service bureaucrat who actually opposed the sleeping ban and camping ordinance, but he was more concerned about the powers and privileges of his position heading the organization overseeing the River Street, what I called the River Street mini shelter, I still call it that, which was the only little building out there at Coral Street. There was no homeless lack of services center. There was no Rebelly family housing. There was no Paige Smith house. There was no Paul Lee loft. All those things came later, in large part because of activism, I think, by activists who essentially persuaded the merchants they did not want homeless people doing protests at the town clock and on the streets of Pacific Avenue and the adjoining streets. So they kind of created this initially kind of a sanctuary area run by Karen Gillette. And that's a whole story there in and of itself, perhaps for another show. These are the really many homeless voices who came to city council and continue to keep up the pressure, which continued through the next year and resulted in the food trials, because then the new mayor, Marty Wormhout, began arresting people arrested people for serving food at the town clock, claiming it was a violation of health codes. And not any particular that you're giving out damaged or sick food that could make people sick because of reports we've had of sickness, but rather they used an obscure city law called the CURFL, which is a state ordinance, which prohibits anybody from serving food more than three times in 90 days as a picnic. And, of course, it's ridiculous. It isn't enforced generally, but the city attorney pulled it out, and the county council pulled it out in order to get rid of this embarrassing protest that were happening at the town clock, starting in, after a small group of homeless activists, Jane Immler, Linda the Lark Edwards, Linda Lighthouse, Linda LeMaster, and others, Malou Pinecrone, trailed behind Mayor Marty Wormhout's float in the Christmas parade, which still happens every year along Pacific Avenue. And apparently her float broke down. And so she was surrounded by these homeless activists waving their signs. And she was so upset by that that when they then denounced they were doing a meal at the town clock, she sent the police in to break it up. And that continued over the next few months until the famous trials of Sandra Loringer, Jane Immler, and a number of others. I was slated for trial too, but they dropped the charges eventually in the summer of 1989. And it became so clear, even if they could get a conviction, and they did in the case of Sandra Loringer, because she said, "I did it. I served food, and I'm going to go out there and do it again. I believe I am beyond rehabilitation." And the T-shirts were put out with that, and I still have one, a tattered old T-shirt that says that on it, created by Kate Wells and Richard Quigley. Kate Wells, the attorney, and Richard Quigley, you should be able to ride a bike without a helmet if you want to, activist, and also an activist against abuse in the sheriff's department. And we've heard Quigley several times on Free Radio, and you can actually find his show. He did his own show on the KSCO, the conservative station that Keith McHenry was recently interviewed on, and you heard earlier in this program. If you go online to KSCO.com, you'll find it more easily if you go to the Huff website, because we've sort of linked up to those archives, and you can hear Quigley's analysis and discussion of police misconduct. He eventually drove Sheriff Mark Tracy out of office, because Tracy was foolish enough to try to send a deputy to KSCO to shut down a broadcast or to urge the management to shut down a broadcast, or to shut down Quigley's show, which, of course, is a pretty blatant violation of the First Amendment and misuse of the Sheriff's Department. And Tracy shortly thereafter resigned. We don't have much better in the Sheriff's Department since then, but they haven't attempted to shut down radio stations. And all the attacks on free radio, by the way, our free radio, our pirate station, have come in terms of police action or federal police action from the feds, not from local authorities. In fact, local authorities have actually commended free radio because though free radio does carry my show, it also carried a lot of other different shows and was sort of a showpiece for a number of years for all kinds of different things, although now we're reduced to a small militant band of long-timers and hanger-oners, and hopefully we can continue to hang on, and maybe you can help us hang on. And again, you're going to be listening to the November and December 88 last three oral communication periods. We conclude with sort of speeches or and these weren't televised activities in those days. I don't think they had a televised community TV activity there for quite a while. They were audioed, and that's why I have these tapes, because the audios, they're no longer available except for those who happen to make audios like I did. But Jane Immler, Brian Koepke, myself, and others kind of round off this hour-long kind of collection of oral communications, voices on homeless issues for the year 1988. And I apologize for not being able to really more clearly comment on what was going on. One of the reasons for these flashbacks, as I've mentioned before, is to preserve and make available kind of documentation of the period. Another has to do with the fact that I simply have not been able to gather more information. There's a lot of it out there, too, I think, because of health problems for myself. And I still hope that this is of use for folks who are concerned about these issues still. It may be we have, have penetrated the thick skulls of not so much the politicians as the police agencies that are tired of spending so much time running homeless people around, or rather realize its futility, and also realize that they're not going to be able to succeed in driving homeless people out of sight because there's just too much poverty, too much rent profiteering, there's too little shelter and too little affordable housing for poor people, or low-income housing. And so they're trying to make lemonade out of the lemons that they've got and say, well, we are not going to be giving tickets between 9 at night and 6 in the morning. This is what Andy Mills has said for sleeping, because we're a compassionate group, and but we will be taking very careful if there's any kind of real violations. This is something we've actually asked for years, although it's only a very small piece of a much broader situation where you need some really fundamental changes in how some people are treated like dogs and other people are treated like kings. But enough of that. Let's get on with the 1988 November-December oral communication periods. Enjoy, or go get another cup of coffee, and I will be back on Thursday, presumably, if I can roll something together for you. And if you have any stories, updates, want to be interviewed on subjects, have information you think would be of interest along the lines of what you're hearing, give me a call at 423-4833. And if you want to read more about this period, as I said, go to the Street Shit Sheet Archives at huffsantacruz.org. Scroll down the long, busy website front page, and you'll find the Street Shit Sheet Archives. So there.